Aleichem to everyone. I think that this is more or less the first post-corona live event from the yeshiva. They wanted to test if the Olam knows how to make a deer. That's why they put on the posters that there's masks here, not there. Every person I spoke to made the deer, which means that the chinuch of the yeshiva is still chai v'kayam. They made a roshim. We're right after Chodesh Nisan. Beginning the Heilige Tag. The Heilige Yontiv. Pesach HaBo Aleinu L'Toiva. In the Agoda state, Yochel Merish Chodesh. So there's already a significance that Be'etzem, the Inyan of Sipritzis Mitzrayim, was a Havamina. There was a Havamina in the Hagoda that the Mitzvah Sipritzis Mitzrayim starts already from Rosh Chodesh. That means the whole Chodesh of Nisan is Meshach Shaykh to the Inyan of the Gula. Otherwise, what's up with the Havamina? It doesn't say anywhere B'chlal that there's a Mitzvah Sipritzis Mitzrayim. Now the Pshat is that the whole Rosh Chodesh Nisan deals with the Inyan. The whole Chodesh Nisan is already the beginning of the Gula. This very interesting Svasemis on Parshas HaChodesh. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Be'echad V'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Molochim. First day of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings. That means in the shtaris, when they write a shtar, that it's a shnas, kach v'kach to melech pleini, the date changes, the year changes on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. The Gemara says over there that it's a Rosh Hashanah l'malachim is Malchei Yisrael. It's not Malchei Yaakov. Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah for Malchei Yisrael. The Svasemis is a very interesting pshat. Zok the Svasemis, Vosepis that says something very, very deep, which I let you say over the words that he says, and perhaps an explanation at Kama that it's Shaykh to explain the Heilige Vert of the Svasemis and how it's Shaykh to us. The Svasemis explains, what does it mean that Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malchei Yisrael? What's the Nekuda? Zokta Sassam is like this. I'm being Marchiv Adrab. Klal Yisrael are called Malachim. B'nei Malachim. He says that the Nekuda of Malchus is that in Rosh Chodesh, in Chodesh Nisan, was Nisgala that is a Yid, and B'chal Kla Yisrael, a Melachim on Teva, the Shelet on the Teva, the Shelet on the nature. Malchei Yisrael means that a Yid has Shlita over Teva, and that's the Psicha to all the Nisim, Shaloi Kederach HaTeva of Chodesh Nisan, the Makkas, Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and everything that came with it. And the Svasemis adds on, and a Yid is not just does he have melucha over the Teva. The Svasemis says that a Yid has melucha over the Yetzahara, and it was Nizgale on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the Chodesh of the beginning of the Nisim of Shaloi Kederach HaTeva, that a Yid's a melech, a Yid's a king. He's a king over Teva. He rules over the Teva. And Mimeila, it probably is correct to say, he rules over himself, over the Yetzirah. That means what the Sfas Emes is teaching us in his few words is that very interesting. I was very nisragish to see the Sfas Emes again. Sfas Emes is saying that the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it was nisgala, all the nisim of Hashgacha Pratis and Shalei Kederach HaTeva, that Kosh Baruch Hu changed the Teva, Kosh Baruch Hu was shaylit on the Teva, Kosh Baruch Hu was megala, that there is no Teva, all of that has personal implications. I mean, it's not just the word as we say over a nest and we see, oh, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaylit on the Teva. So Hasebe says that it reflects on our ability that we could be shaylit on the Teva and we don't have to be Meshubat. I mean, the same way Yetzias Mitzrayim was a gilui, not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not Meshubat to the Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Meshubat to the rules of nature and all the limitations and barriers that are in the physical world. But in that it was Nizgala, the Shlita of Kutcher Baruch Hu on Teva was Nizgala, the Koyach that a Yid has over the Teva. And he adds on that a Yid's a Melech on the Sitra Achra, a Yid could be a Melech on the Eitzar also. And that's what it means that Echod Menisan is Rosh Hashanah, the Melachim, the Malche Yisrael. It was Nizgala, the Midah of Malchus in Chodesh Nisan, that a Yid's a Melech. What's a Yid a Melech over? What does he rule over? What's he a melech over? He's a melech over the Bria. A Yid has the ability to break through the klolim of Teva. And that koyach enables a Yid to be shaylit on the Sitra Achma and the Yetzahara, which is also a derivative, a talada of the koyachas of Teva. That's Echod ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, l'malachim, l'malchei Yisrael. It's nisgala, Yid's a melech. A Yid's not meshubet to any klal. The Melech poiritz gedda. The Melech halei goes in here. A Melech doesn't have barriers. A Melech doesn't have limitations. And it was this gal in this chodesh that the same koyach of Aseres Makis and the same koyach of Kriyas Yamsuf and the same koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shaded all the marochis of Teva. A Yid has that koyach also of Melech, of Malchus on the Bria, of Malchus over himself. After to explain the Sfas Emes, this nekuda that was nizgala in Chodesh Nisan, the koyach of a Yid, not to have limitations, not to have barriers, not to be ruled by Teva, by the physical world, or by the Yetzirah. But it's interesting that it's part and parcel of the inyan of Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan was nizgala, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So, how does a person become a melech over Teva? We're all looking to state in this Sfas Emes, a Moir de Gezach. A person gets up every morning and you find yourself mamish with the Yamsuf. You can't get up. A person has boundaries which are natural. Halavai we'd get up in the morning and be able to make a Kriyas Yamsuf on the pillow and go in middle and out. And all the other limitations and barriers and difficulties and mechitzas and ma'akvim that we have. As steht am Moir de Gezach, the Bechodesh Nisan comes down a shefa, comes down a matana of the Echod ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'molachim, that means the same way on Rosh Hashanah, they give out the din of Chaim v'moves, hachoyte Chaim v'chol Chai, it's on Chodesh Nisan, they give up Malchus. There's a Rosh Hashanah for Malachim. There's a Rosh Hashanah for Malchus. There's a gilui of the ability of a Yid to be koineh, the midah of Malchus, the midah of Shilton in the world. How does a person koineh that Zach? How does a person koineh Malchus? How does a person rule over himself? There's a very interesting Zach. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is a pella. There are twice that we see the critical nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. One time is in the fact that out of all the mitzvahs HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to instruct Moshe Rabbeinu, to mitzava Moshe Rabbeinu about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vasepes Kiddush HaChodesh. Bechatesi. But more than that, Shteitach in Rashi, in the first Rashi in Breishis, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah was supposed to start off with the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. The Torah was supposed to start off with the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, because the Torah was supposed to start off with mitzvahs. Samad Nezach, Shtel Zachfar, the Torah would have opened the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh out of all the mitzvahs. Out of all the mitzvahs of the Torah, the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh is the most critical chashev mitzvah that the etzem, the Torah, would have had to start off with it. Now Rashi says, other reasons, Korach Maisa Vigil Le'amoy. Shteitach, that in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh lies a secret, a soid, which every Yid has to know before he starts off it. Before he sees Mitzrayim, before he go out of Yitzias Mitzrayim, a person has to know this yisoid of Kiddush HaChodesh. So Kiddush HaChodesh has two aspects to it, two nekudas to it, which are totally zebezeh, and efshar to explain it. There's one nekuda in Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the koyach of Hischatzus. Klai Yisrael adoimet to the Levana, Klai Yisrael adoimet to the Areach. Klai Yisrael has a koyach of Hischatzus, of renewal, that a goy doesn't have. The goyim are enkel chodesh tachas hashemesh, the goyim live in the marechas of Teva, where nothing changes. A yid has a koyach to mischadesh. A yid has a koyach to go mimachadesh himself, a yid has a koyach to renew himself. But there's a very interesting zach. There's a tifa zach which I want to explain because it's mamish critical. We find in Kiddush HaChodesh something very unusual. Kiddush HaChodesh has to come from the initiative of a yid. Halev Bezdin is not Mekadosh HaChodesh. It's not Kodesh. Mekadosh Yisrael ve'azmanim. You Mekadosh Yisrael, and Yisrael is Mekadosh Dazmanim. These two nekudas in Kiddush HaChodesh, one nekuda is that a person could renew himself. A person could start from scratch. That's, by the way, the reason that's wrote down in Svarim that Yom Kippur Katan is on the day before Rosh Chodesh, because Yom Kippur Katan is when a person hits a low. It's the darkest thing. It's before the light comes back. When a person hits a low, Metavtan Shuvah. And then comes a new Hischatzus. In the Hasidic Svarim is brought down that the reason why the first mitzvah in the Torah should have been Kiddush HaChodesh is that before you even open the binding of Chumash, you have to know you're going to have ups and downs. And even if you have a down, you can start again. And then you can have another down and you start again. And before you get into this business, Bechal, called Torah and Avodah and Yiddishkeit, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah should have started with Kiddush HaChodesh, because before the Eilim gets depressed and they're ready Miyayish before they even start, stops listening that you're going to have ups and downs. And you can start again afterwards. You can make a new start. Nothing will happen. That's a Hasidic version. It's the optimistic view. But what's this nekuda that in Kiddush HaChodesh there's a nekuda of Hischatzus, but it has to come from us. It has to be our initiative. There's another nekuda in Kiddush HaChodesh which was very interesting. I once saw... I once saw in Rabbi Gedal Yeshua, he brings down that the nature of Kiddush HaChodesh is that the Yireach gets light. Where does it get the light from? It gets the light from the sun. The sun is Kvi V'Kaim, the sun is always shining. The Yireach gets the light from the sun when it turns to the light of the sun, when it absorbs the light of the sun. Nothing changes in the sun. It's the Yireach going into position to show the light of the sun, to get the light of the sun. That means, he says over there, that Be'etzem, the Koyach of Hischatzus, is that a person turns back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not renewing anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'chadosh B'tuv V'choyot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving Hischatzus. You could turn away, you could turn back. The minute you turn back, so you shaykhas to Hischatzus. There's nothing new happening. There's no yesh me'ayin over here. There's no new bria here. So Kiddush HaChodesh has three aspects to it. I want to explain efshar practically what it is. One is, there's a Hischatzus. Second of all, it has to come from our initiative. It has to be Mekadosh. It has to be Bezdin saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And third of all, the entire Hischatzus, B'sach HaKol, comes from turning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. From turning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. Returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not doing anything new. We're just returning. What does that mean in practical sense? I want to speak for a few minutes what is this initiative that we take? So in Beis Din we say Kaddish, 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 Mikaddish Yisrael Vasmanim. But Shteitoch that Hischatshus comes from a person taking an initiative. How does a person take an initiative of Hischatshus? How does a person get Hischatshus? On the other hand, we see that Hischatshus means that I just go back to Kaddish Baruch Hu. So what is the initiative? So in the Levana, it means that on the angle, the Levana turns to the sun. But it's only a metaphor. It's only a mashal for our taking the initiative and going back to the Zach. What is the initiative that a person takes that allows us to get his chachos? Is the Bira Advarm is, and that's the Said of Malchus, as I'm going to explain, is the Said that we've spoken about in the past. I want to chazer it over again. Mesillas Yesharim, when he speaks about the Kerech of the Yetzer in Zehirus, it's still in the early Prakim Mesillas Yesharim that Eilim gets to when we do our Mesillas Yesharim projects. For those of you who remember when you did such a thing, today times have changed, and Yeshiva is offering money for it. But in the old days, people learned Moshe for free. Today it's But Mesillas Yesharim, he describes that the number one enemy of Avodah, the number one enemy of Avodah, says Mesillas Yesharim, is Tichbad al Avodah. He brings power, he schleps power right into the parasha. And Mesillas Yesharim says that Paroi was the one who was Mamtzi, Paroi was the one who initiated, who created the Yesod of why a person doesn't do Avodah, is Tichbad HaAvodah. There's no time to think. There shouldn't be time to think. The minute a person doesn't have a time to think, the person's done. And Mesillas Yesharim goes on to say that Eitzah, that there's no time to think, didn't start now. I'm here since Tuesday. People ask me, so what they hear, what people say, post-corona, those people here want to know what's happening here. If I says they don't know, which is an interesting phenomenon, we'll talk about maybe a different time. But I hear from so many people, Abahallah, no time to think. Just no time to think. I said, oh, no time to think? That's Mamash in Yonah Diyema. That's perfect for Erev Pesach. Das is Paroi. Tichbad Avodah. I even met a few people who don't really even work who have a Baha'u'llah. A few. Tichbad Avodah. You have no time to think. No time to think. Says Mesillas Yesharim. Why? Because if you'll have time to think, even for a second, your zikr vaday, if a person would be, have simas lev, kimat kot, rega, a person for 1 minute will give attention to himself, 1 minute will make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, he would have 1 minute of time, a split minute, a split second to think, miyad, hoyevadeh choyzeh b'tshuva, he would vadeh do tshuva. 1 second. Yishteitach that the whole klipa of Mitzrayim was not to have any time. I think that the Zachas Merum is in a very, very tifa oifen in the Torah itself. In the beginning of Parashas Vayechi, it says, Lama Parashas Ustuma. Why is this Parashas Sosom? Why is there no space between Vayigash Vayechi? Zakrashi, because when Yankovinu died, Nistum Ne'em V'Liban Shei Yisrael. Zaktas Vasemes in Kama places, Beremez, the reason why there's a Parashas Psucha, why is there a space between the Parashas? Litin revach bein parsha la parsha for Moshe to mimis boinim. The inyan of a parsha psucha is that there should be space for a person to think. Moshe Rabbeinu, even Moshe Rabbeinu need to mimis boinim what he heard, to give it thought. A parsha stuma means that there's no time to think, there's no time to consider anything, there's no time to weigh anything. So it's a moir de gazach. The golus began with a parsha stuma. The Golus began that there was no space between Vayigash Vayechi, Because the inyan of a parasha psucha is a revach lizboinen, is where there's a space for a person to be lizboinen, to think, to track. What's going on? What did I hear? What did I absorb? Let me reflect. Lizboinen, fatifzach, dover mitoich dover. There's no time. Why did the Golus begin dafka with a parsha stuma that there's no revach bein parsha le parsha? Because a person who doesn't have time to think is an eved. If you don't have time to think, then by nature, you're going to be meshubit to your midas. A person who doesn't have time, that's a parsha stuma. A parsha stuma is there's no revach lizboinim in parsha. How much get zeit? Golus begins with a parsha stuma where I don't have time to think. And when I don't have time to think, I don't have time to consider, I don't have time to wear, I don't have time to track, I don't have time to be mizboinin, you're in Golus, you're a goner. There's no chance in the world. And that's it's niflamoid. That's what Pari said. They shouldn't have any sign. They shouldn't have any time. They shouldn't have any revach. The klipa of Paroi, of Tichbad Avoide, is a parasha stuma, that there's no revach lizboinim in parasha the parasha. So Hashem says, Dover Nifla Moid Mamish. So Hashem says that the parasha Shira, we find that Shira is the end of the Gula. It's the peak of the Gula. Zekeli Vaveu is the end of the whole story. Hashem Yimloch Leilam Void. How is a Shira written? It's a parasha psucha, oriach agabi levena. There's no bigger, larger parasha psucha than the shira. So the heligas vasemes, the galus begins with a parasha stuma. The galus begins with a closed parasha where there's no revach lizboinim in parasha parasha. There's no time to think. That's galus. That's shibu, tichbar avoida. What's the other bookend of the gula? Parasha psucha. By shira, there's no bigger parasha psucha than the shira, because gula is articulated and expressed by having time to think, because a person who doesn't have time to think is an eved. That's the side of Tichbar Avoida, the inyan that the Golos began with a parsha stuma and ends with a parsha psucha. That means the gula is when a person has time to think, he goes back to himself. If he's there, that's the pshat in the goin. The nifladika Moiridika Goyin that gives a context to the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, Baderach HaAvoida. Pachad Yitzchak brings the Goyin that there's a stira in the Bris Ben Absorim, there's a stira between two psukim. One pasuk says, V'inu Oysam Arba Me'o Shana. The Golos is going to be 400 years. Listen to Moiridika Goyin. Shtein pasuk afterwards, Vidor Revi Yashuv Hena. Fekta Goin, there's a stira. The Golus is measured in time, 400 years. The Geula is measured in Doiris. Vidor Revi. There's a stira in the Psukim. It should have said either Shalosh Doiris to be a Golus and Dor Revi, or it should have said 400 years to be a Golus and afterwards a go free. Zakta Goin, Adova Nifla. Pachajitza brings it down. Golus is measured in time. And Geula is measured in people, in the Gavra. So when the Torah talks about the Golus, it talks about 400 years. And when the Torah speaks about the Geula, it talks about Doiris. We talk about the Mensch. The Fiat Dvorma Eila, the Bir Advarma is like this. Golus is measured in time. Because the Yesod of Golus is that the Zman is control over me. We'll call it in modern terms, a person is ruled by his calendar. So Golus we measure in time because the Zman, which is the Yesod of the Shibud, that I don't have any time, rules over me. So when the Torah HaKadosh speaks about Golus, it speaks of V'inu Esam Abam Me'ois Shana. Geula means that the Mensch took the initiative and he took control of his day. And the minute that the person takes the control of the day, that the Zman is not Shailit on him, but he Shailit on the Zman, that's Geula. That's why the Geula is expressed talking about the Gavra, Vidor Revi Yashuv Hena. Shteitach, that the Golus is you have no time, so you're under the Shibud Hazman, and Geula is the Parsha Psucha of Ariyach HaGabi Levena, of Revach Lezbeina, that a person has time, and that's the Dor Revi, that's the Gavra, that's the person who becomes the center of Vastutzach, he's taking the initiative. Lefizeh, we understand kipshutoi. Why Kiddush HaChodesh is the mitzvah that initiates Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because Kiddush HaChodesh means that we control time. We're koveya when the Chodesh is. Shtetach in Chazal that the Kiddush HaChodesh of Klal Yisrael has effects on the physical world, that a besula loses, gets back to besulim. But that's because we're koveya the calendar. We got koveya the schedule. The schedule's not koveya us. So that's why Aleph, Kiddush HaChodesh, has to come aidei the person. Because the yesoid of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that we have shlita over the time. Anish, the person's an eved. Vanish gain sight. And that's why this is the psichot Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kiddush HaChodesh, because the ganz Yetzias Mitzrayim was that the go me avdus lecherus articulates itself, it represents itself in that a chob tzai te trachten, ich wish ken eved, ich bin a egen a mensch. And the egen a mensch is that I have the ability to mekadish this man, that I have the ability to take time out and say, no, that this man is mekudish, this is a heiliges man, it's kodish l'ashem, for teiru, for tefillah, for teiru, it's mine, I'm in charge of this. This man's not in charge of me, I'm in charge of this man. And l'fi the goin, does the ganzi tzis mitzrayim. The tzis mitzrayim is the transfer from Abame Yoshana to Dor Revi, the transfer from the parasha of Stuma, Chomish Kein Zeit, to the parasha of Sucha. Lefize, I want to talk with Iker about the third Shinoi. This Nekuda, that Kiddush HaChodesh is a new Hischachos, but it's really an old Hischachos. I'm just turning back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the Oimik in that? Pshat's Poshet. And here lies the secret. What's Taka the Pshat? That a person with a minute of his Eiruvus, with a minute of Cheshbon HaNefesh, can automatically go back and do good. What's Taka the Pshat? The Mesilas Shamos of the Furush. Rare got caught. A second. Why is it that way? And Agar, we know that from Paroi. Shtetachim Paroi, Tichbad Avoida. They shouldn't think for a second. That's a parasha stuma. There's not even a crack. There's no room. But if there would be a room, Eledik. Why? The answer is very simple. Rabbi Ruchman speaks about this many places. The answer is very simple. The answer is that every person, I'll use the mashal of the Torah Kedesha. The sun shines all the time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And a person be'etzem has access. All you need to do is just turn to him. That's all. That's the ganze meisa. All you need to do is just turn around. Just pay some attention. The geist in choshech. You're going in darkness. It's pitch dark. You can't see anything. You can't feel anything. Just turn around. So the mashal that Kiddush HaChodesh is nothing more than the yorech turning to the shemesh, which is there. It's there. It's shining the whole time. Nothing changed. There's no addition to the light of the sun when the moon gets lit up. Nothing happened. No, the moon turned, turned around, and was mekabel the or pnei achama. Is when a yid takes a second, and thinks, stops for a second. He stops the behola. He stops the rush. He stops the abame yoshana. He stops the parsha stuma. And he, for 1 second, he thinks, is the bar yisrael is a har pnei achav nivashek? Is who's shining on you? He's there. You have to go create Yesh Me'ayin. The oimik of Dosva state that a person, a second of his oiros, a second of Cheshbon HaNefesh, a Cheshbon of thinking, can turn himself around, it's not the pshat in a second you are turned around. It's there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. It's right next to you. It's shining on you. You just have to access it. And how do you access it? You access it by taking a second and thinking about it. That's all. And stopping the behola and stopping the running. That's the connection. That's the connection between two very tifa zachen. That's the connection between the inyan that Kiddush HaChodesh is the psichot Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that the yesoid of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the parasha stuma that I don't have time to think, and parasha psuchas that I do have time to think, and the act of bimekabel the or pnei Hashem is the act of taking a second. That's the initiative. The initiative, I stop the ball and I stop for a second to make a cheshbon hanefesh. That's the initiative. That's the turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same way, all the Levana needs to do is just to turn around to get the light that's there. A person who makes a cheshbon hanefesh, that's the initiative. That's the turning around. And that's why in 1 second, the person can transform himself because the light is shining. You have to go create something that's not there. It's there. Just turn around and go be mekabel it. This zach that a person doesn't have time to think, and that's avdus. And gula means that we move over from abba meyoshana to dor revi. We move over from parasha stuma to parasha psucha. Is the oimik of what it means, malchus. Why? There's a Moridika Ramban. The Ramban says, it says in Parashas Baal Leischa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Aaron and Moshe Pisoim all of a sudden, quickly. The Ramban speaks out in Parashas Baal Leischa that the word Pisoim suddenly means fast. Pisoim, all of a sudden. He says that's the root of the word pesi, fool. The word pesi, a pesi is called a fool because he lives in the fast lane, Zokt Ramban. He never thinks about what is going on. He never takes a second look. He sees something, he lives a superficial, quick life. Pesi is pisoim. He doesn't take a second look at anything. He never has time to be mizbainin. But there's one more Ramban in Parashas Mishpatim who says, more of this says, Ishki Efate Besula. A person seduces a Besula, right? That's the Yetzahara. Yifte Levavchem. So the Ramban over there, it's the same Shurish. Yifate, Yifte, comes from the word Pesi, which comes from the word Pisoim. How does the Yetzahara, by the way, convince us to do things that we don't want to do? He doesn't convince us. He turns us into a pesi. And how does he turn us into a fool? Because pisoim, because we don't have any time to think. So when you're a pisoim dicker guy, when you're living in the fast track, so then you're a pesi. And when you're a pesi, you're yifata. So the yifata is not the shot, is that nobody, by the way, we all fall in the trap of the Yetzirah once in a while. Nobody, the Yetzirah doesn't come to us with big ideological arguments. It's one big hesach hadas. We don't have time to think. So we look at things very superficially, very fast, pisoim dik, pisoim verta pesi, from a fool. And the Yetzirah makes us into fools because he doesn't leave us the time to take a second look at anything. Rabbi say that's the pshat, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. Why? In Chazal, whenever Chazal wanted to say that somebody thought things over, what's the lashon? In Chazal, whenever Chazal want to say somebody thought things over, what's the lashon? Nimlach. He thought it over. Shteit in Svarim, why is Nimlach Malchius the lashon of thinking it over? Because when a person thinks something over, he's being mamlach his seichel on his body. The body is a pesi. The body's in the fast lane. The body doesn't want to think. The body wants quick results. When a person thinks something over, trach zechiber, he's being mamlach his seichel on his body. That's malchius, nimlach. Hey, I thought it over. Nimlach bedaita. That's already a different ballgame. That's already the beginning of malchus. The beginning of malchus is when a person takes time to think. Nimlach bedaita. So now we understand why Rosh Hashanah, the malachim of Malchi Yisrael, if the divrei of the divrei asasemes begins on Echad ben Nisan. Because Echad ben Nisan was in this gala that Yiras Koyach over Shalaikid Echad Teva. A Yid can rise above the whole world of Teva. It means a Yid can arise above the world of the sun, which is Teva, and he can go into the world of his Chachos. And via Zoy, how does a person lift himself out of that world? He turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the action that a person needs to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He needs time. He needs not to be a pesi, not to be a pisam dikka, not to be a yifta. He needs time. He needs to stop and think and be ma'or. And the minute he does that, he's moved out of a mareches of Abba Me'yoshana where the Zman is shaylit on him to a mareches where he is shaylit on the Zman. From a mareches of Parsha Stuma to mareches of Parsha Psucha. The minute he does that, he turned himself to Kutcher Bruchu. He turned himself back to his natural self. And the minute he does that, he's already a free man. He's not meshubet to anything. He's a Mori de Gazach. I'm sorry to disappoint the Olam, by the way. I really came to say that the Olam should learn Musa. I know, I'm sorry. At least if they would have had refreshments, the Olam would have something to comfort themselves with. I guess the yeshiva is going through hard times. But they couldn't find anybody to sponsor it. Yeah. I came to say that we should learn Musar. Because Musar allows a person to access all the Shalika Derech HaTeva that's in the Bria. Musar allows a person to stop for a second, just for 1 second, stop the Pesi, stop the Pisoim, stop the running, stop the Ifata, stop and think for a second. And the minute you do that, you've risen yourself, you turn back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you turn back to your natural thing. The minute you turn to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no Teva, there's no barriers, there's no limitations. By the way, and that's the oimik of the pshat. You know, some of us have once learned Musar, right? I can't say twice. Once. I'm being done. I mean, I once learned Musar once. It's a Moritz Gezach. The Eilam experienced learning Musar once, right? When you learn Musar that one time, isn't it true that there were no barriers for the next 10 minutes? For the next half an hour? No barriers. You could do anything. Guy finishes Musar, you meet the guy, you're going, he's Alter from the Dvar Kelm Slobotka, and later other non-denominational Alters. All types of Alters. What's the problem? You ever think about it? It's impossible. You should never go to a guy 5 minutes after Musar Seder. You can't go to this Dalai Lama's. No Lashon Hara, no idea. A minute ago, the guy was. What's the pshat there, by the way? It wears off, by the way. Daiganish. We are Baruch Hashem. We don't want to be Harry's and walk around Bali Musha like that, all types of guys, and wear ties and Rosh Chodesh, v'cheina, v'cheina. What's the pshat there, by the way? What's the pshat there, by the way? What's the aimic of that? It's a psychological phenomenon? It's not. The pshat is that when a person learns Musar for a few minutes, he went into a parsha psucha, he opened up geula to his neshama, he became a melech. A melech, a yid doesn't have shaykhs to barriers of teva. He's a melech on the sitra achra, says the Sfasem. He has no barriers, no limitations. Because he turned himself out from the world of teva is the world where there's no time. I'm saying a tifa zachna. The world of teva is a world where there's no time, because it runs. The minute a person stops the clock, he stops the pisum, stops the pesi, he steps out of that world, he's in a place of shalika derech hateva. By the way, that's the oimik of what the Sfas Emes means, that a yid is mamluch on the teva in Nisan, because the teva is this man's running. That's the calendar, that's Abba Meir Shana. And the minute I step out of that, I stop the clock. I say, no, wait, was tutzach do? Was tutzach do? That's shalika derech hateva. You ready? I just remember now, the Maral says the whole word. I just forgot about it. Gemara says, in Saita, Hasam Drocha of Oilam Azeh, Zeicha V'roya, B'shu'asa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who makes a cheshbon ha-nefesh in what he does in this world, sees the Yeshua. Says the Gemara Pasuk, V'sham Derech, V'sham Derech, Arenu Niflois. I got the passage right? V'som derech arenu niflois. Kol ha-shom, asom or choysav bo'olam hazeh, zeichav roi shuasav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who lives with a cheshbon ha-nefesh sees the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok to Maral, what's up, Shat? Mayin yishbit yetzal Sinai. Just because a guy makes a cheshbon ha-nefesh, he's zeichav see Yeshua? Maral says a very, very, very yeshivish avort. He says, somebody who lives with a cheshbon ha-nefesh and learns Musar, he's doing a zach of shalika derech hateva. You do something shalika derech hateva, you zeichet to shalika derech hateva, Kosh Baruch Hu, for Shemaral. Maral in Chiddush HaGodes, in Saita. He says, learning Musar and making it, Shpitz Yeshivish of art, no? It's right that the Maral is Yeshivish. He says, somebody who lives with a cheshbon ha-nefesh is doing something shalika derech hateva. You're going connect the teva. The teva is megate. Before, we're going. What, when, where, how? And if kol hasom or derech, if you live with a cheshbon ha-nefesh, you're doing something abnormal. That's what everybody says. Taka, richtig. Zeicha v'roish was it. You're zeicha to see the shalika derech hateva, Kosh Baruch Hu, because you did something shalika derech. Means you went against the teva. You stepped out of the zman. You stepped out of the marechas of Abba Meir Shana, and you went into the marechas of Dor Rifi. You became a mensch. You took shlita over your day. You know what the pshat is? You are free. What are you free from? You're free from the Sitra Achli, you're free from Tevi, you're free from the barriers. You're free! Bistacha, Adam Chofshi. You're free, man. Because you went above the Teva, you stopped the Pesi, Pisoim, Ifata. That's the oimik of what the Maral, of what the Sasemis means, that Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, L'malachim, L'malchei Yisrael. Because the pshat is, comes down a shefa of shaloika derech teva, that a yid has the ability to step out of teva. And what is stepping out of teva? Stepping out of teva is taking the initiative to open the parasha psucha, to take time. To move it over from Abame Yoshono to Dor Revi. That's the shaloika, that's shaloika derech teva in our lives. And when a person does something shaloika derech teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezakim, he has no barriers. He's a melech, nimlach with that. He's grown a melech. He rules over everything. He's in charge of everything because he took charge of the teva. And when he takes charge of the teva, Kosh, well, who gives it to him? And a Chodesh Nisan came down this shefa that a person become a melech. People like to end speeches like with cliches, like we live in a door. So I'll spare you that. I'm not a man of cliches, those of you who know me. El Mechap what I said, right? Tichba da avoida. Power is back in business again. And if the Olam will do something, shalika derech hateva, in other words, avada the maral's right, learning Musa for 5 minutes a day is like splitting Kriyas Yamsuf. No shayla about it. We all agree. By the way, that's the reason why most of us don't learn, because most of us don't know how to split the yam. So that's the Nechama. But what's Moiridik is that we have a Shefa now in the coming days. That means there's something in Nisan besides not saying Tachnun. Yeah? That's really what I came to say. Agut Yorna, Chakosh V'Sameach.